It was already written, I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepare for them suckers that be hating on me. Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate, I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope hole. No food, you can't get your dope sold. Mom could just die and it can't be. Tell me this.
Welcome to another week of the Tony Sands Show. I'm Tony Sands. I'm here with my boy B-Love. We're going to bring a fantastic show to you today. What I mean by fantastic is the guest that we have on our show today is going to be unbelievable. What I mean by unbelievable, you gotta think, what other show can you go to and you get able to go across the country? What I mean by across the country and get guests on the show. I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. We're going to go to Dallas, Texas. We're going to Detroit, Michigan. And we're bringing you all the way back to South Florida. My boy, we bring it on one of the hottest. What I mean by one of the hottest? One of the hottest recruiting gurus in the game today that is helping young men throughout the country get into colleges. This guy is known. When I say known, known. How I know? When my son decided to transfer out, he helped me, guided me. He started making calls. Calls started ringing my phone off the hook. So parents that are out there listening, we're going to help you teach your young athlete how they can become one of the top recruits in the country. Not only that, when we go to Detroit, we're bringing on Jordan DeFrencher Reed from Detroit, Michigan. We also going to bring on Tristan Preston from where? Cooper City, Florida. Playing for where? Cooper City High School. I'm telling you guys, you can't believe the show that we have for you today. We also going to bring on Coach Wayne Blair on the show to make sure that we have Boyd Anderson's point of view and how BA is going to look this year going into the playoff versus last year. And he's done some terrific things with that. I'm going to tell you, guys, if you want to call the show, call 530-413-9537. That's line one of 530-513-6472. If you want to talk to me, my guest, or my boy, B-Love, as we in the place. B-Love, I mean, why can they go anywhere in the country and get a show like we have here for them today?
Other than the Tony Sands Show, I don't know. It's going to be an exciting show, too.
And that's why I'm going to tell you something. You're going to get a chance to hear from the Golden Touch man himself, Shannon, telling you about massage, why the body's got to stay healthy. I want to get into today a little bit of Cam Newton issue, Ozzie Guillen. Not only Ozzie Guillen, but Lance Armstrong. And the one issue I want to get into with Lance Armstrong that has puzzled me and continue to puzzle me, because I ask myself this question. If I was in Lance Armstrong's shoes, what decision would I make? Would I take millions for the short term, for anguish for a short term, and feel good about taking those millions? B, what you think about a situation like that?
I don't know. I myself, well, that's a hard decision. I guess I might take that million for that short term for my troubles.
You know, I'm going to tell some people, I want to get into this right now, but we're going to say that for the latter part of the show, because I know you want to know about that, because I want to know about it. What would you do in that situation? I know I would love to hear what you got to say. But before we get into that, before we get into all that, we're going to get into what? High school football, locally and nationally. Why? Because we have some local teams that are nationally ranked. are nationally ranked throughout this country. So I want to make sure that we have them brought here on this show, because I think we got to do that. That's got to be something that we got to do, especially when you talk about some of the schools of my boys' school. But before we get into that, we're going to go into our theme song that leads us into what? Our show. Don's going to hit us up with that, and we're going to play what? The U song before we get into anything. Show, we was talking about this Lance Armstrong thing. But before we get into that, I told you this was the high school part of this show, the high school segment. And I'm going to tell you, when you talk about high school football, you talk about three places. You talk about Florida, you talk about California, and you talk about Texas. There's, like they say in Texas, There's only a few things that's big. And football is that number one sport. Football to them is like God. Those two go hand in hand. It was the first place that I saw that a state championship game in Texas Stadium, and you sell it out. You sell it out. That's when I knew that football in Texas was king of what's going on in Texas. Florida, I mean, we put out good athletes. But far as attendance, we're nowhere near the Lone Star State, people. We're nowhere near the Lone Star State. I guarantee you that. Because they sell them out. Texas Stadium, sell out. Their state championship games are in the big stadiums, as I call the palace. So what I had to do, because I want to make sure I bring in all sides of this thing, because like I said, that's why we are the number one nationally rated high school sports talk show around the country when it comes to our high school football, B. Nobody can beat us because we're going, like I told you, this week we're going to Texas. We're going to Detroit. We're talking to insiders. So none other than one of the top high school insiders for the Tony Sands Show on the ground in Texas is my boy Bibbs. Bibbs, man, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I mean, anytime that I can bring on you to talk about Texas football and let the rest of the world know that is listening how big football is in Texas, it is my pleasure. Man, let the people know how big football, because I only briefed and touched on it. How big is football in Texas?
Well, you know, football in Texas is our life, basically. I mean, we play all the other sports, but nothing compares to football in Texas. It's like the biggest thing that you can dream about in Texas. Like you said, we sell out the Cowboy Stadium for the Texas High School State Football game. And it's been sold out for the last 2 years it's been held there.
I know we got some games. We got some games going on this week. Some big games in Texas. We got South.
Right.
Garland versus Garland. What that game is like?
Well, for that game off top is a neighborhood rivalry game. 2 5A schools that, you know, they hate each other. And so right now, I think Garland's a little bit on the downside, but South Garland has a running back, last name McNatt. He rushed over 1,300 yards this year, 14 touchdowns. I think he's about top five in the state. Top five in Dallas-Fort Worth area in rushing yards alone. And to be in the top five in this area, that you got to be a pretty good kid to have those types of stats.
Now, what school is he pursuing? Because, you know, back in the early 80s and the 90s, when I came to visit Texas, and the reason why I was visiting Texas because, you know, my uncle was playing for the Cowboys, so, you know, Texas became my second home when I left Kansas. And when I went out to the game, there was only two teams that you chose to go to, and that was Texas and Texas A&M. Other than that, everybody else was second-rate schools. You chose those.
Where's this young man right now? Yeah. You know, TCU's on the uprise in the Texas college football scene. And I know for a fact right now TCU is looking at him. He also has SMU looking at him. I'm not so sure about University of Texas. They're kind of stacked in that backfield. But, you know, anybody that's putting up any type of numbers in Texas is going to have their eye on them. So I can guarantee you Texas has had their eye on them. And not to mention Texas A&M also.
And see, that's what, and you got to figure, A&M leaves the Big 12 and goes to the SEC. Now that opens up kids in the Texas area. That even opens up their recruiting because now they're able to dip into the SEC to where, you know, people don't realize Texas was known for the Southwest Conference. When the Southwest Conference broke up, it became the Big 12. The big schools in Texas went to the Big 12. Now, does that hurt that rivalry between Texas and Texas A&M?
I definitely think it's hurt the rivalry. They no longer play each other, so you won't get that in-state rivalry game between, you know, the Aggies and the Longhorns. I honestly hate the fact that A&M left the Big 12, but, you know, Texas is big and greedy, so they opened up their own network and, you know, didn't allow any other schools to you know, make money off of their network. So Texas A&M did what was best for them and took jump ship and went over to the SEC where they got the best football in the country. Can't be mad at them for that.
Now, you said one thing, and what people must understand, this thing has become about dollars and cents. Big time. College football is big time. Billions of dollars is being put out in college football. And that's why A&M looked at their opportunities and said, we got to take what's best for us. And it got so big and bad in Texas that the governor started speaking out about how this rivalry would hurt the economy in Texas. And that's shocking.
Exactly.
That shocked me. But let's get into a little bit more of some of the other games. What are some of the other games we have? And I know Red Oak play. Red Oak is playing who?
Lancaster. Lancaster is the number two ranked 4A team in the state of Texas this year. They have players. They have players all over the field, from the defensive side of the ball to the offensive side of the ball. They sling it. They run it. And they not really had, they don't have any mercy for you. They'll put 50 on you any given day, and you just might have zero at the end of the game. That's how bad it gets. That's how bad it's been for teams that's facing up against Lancaster.
Now I know a lot of people here, you know, all over the country. We always hear about Skyline. How's Skyline doing in the Texas area?
Oh man. Skyline's been pretty good for the last couple of years. I know during my time, Skyline wasn't all that great, but these last two or three years, Skyline has been excellent in the 5A division. I think they were maybe one game away from going to state last year, and I think this year this might be their year. They actually lost a game earlier this season, mm-hmm. but their quarterback, Kincaid, he's actually a commit to Ole Miss.
Wow.
He's pretty solid at the quarterback spot right now. He's holding it down for Skyline. They also have a wide receiver. I don't want to get his name mixed up with any other wide receivers, but I think his last name is Samples. He was a commit to Texas, but I think he decommitted not too long ago, so I'm not sure exactly where he's going to go right now. But, yeah, Skyline is pretty legit. Skyline okay. Raiders.
Man, like I told you guys, this is why we are the number one radio show. We're bringing you Texas football. No one can bring you Texas football and the high school network radio show. This is my insider. You're going to hear from Bibbs each and every week here on the Tony Sands Show. B, it was a pleasure to have you on. Hey, I'm going to call you after the show is over because we got to get a little bit more into it. And this is why we are the number one radio show. B, it was a pleasure having you on, man. I'll call you after the show. Now, guys, guess what? We're heading to Detroit, Michigan.
Big D.
What they call it?
The Big D.
Detroit, Michigan. I am bringing in one of the top athletes in the Detroit area. When I say the top, this kid right now rushed for 818 yards, 9.8 yards per carry, 12.5 yards on his punt returns, 13 total TDs. Welcome to the Tony Sands Show, Mr. Jordan. Jordan, I'm gonna tell you something. I gotta be real. Are you with us, Jordan?
Yeah, I'm with you.
What's happening, man? Let me tell you something. And I've been thinking as I talk to your main man, and your main man is one of my guys. What I say about one of right. my guys? My boy Shaka is my main man. Me and Shaka played on the same team. I'm quite sure he told you this.
Yep.
Man, we had a great time together at KU. And Shaka is my insider when it comes to Detroit football.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to tell you, Shaka, you with us, baby?
I'm with you, man. I'm with you, man. We're on the line together. Yeah.
Man, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. First of all, Shaka, you know, one thing about me now, I did have an issue in the classroom. So when you sent me this, last name, I had to wait and let you guys pronounce this last name because I've been struggling with it for a minute now. You get me? So I'm gonna let you.
Go ahead, Jordan.
Say it, Jordan.
Last name, Jordan. Hey, my last name is Jordan Guffrey.
Say it again, Jordan. Now, slow down a little bit. Now, you know, I got a little bit dyslexia, so I want you to slow that down a little bit. What is it?
My last name is DeGrafton Reed.
DeGrafton Reed.
DeGrafton Reed. DeGrafton. You know, I kind of pronounced it right. I went back.
Right, yes.
Now, Jordan, I know you training with my boy, and this is, now, I got to tell you, that's my boy. Me and Shaka go back and forth on Facebook all the time. We sit at each other. We sit, you know, me and Shaka had a chance to talk when we was at a game about a year or so ago. And we talked about training. You know, and I've been in the game since the 90s. And it is a pleasure to see that he's taking over that Detroit area. And he's teaching you young men what it's like to be a young man on and off the field. Shaka, what is this? First of all, tell me what his training habits like.
Jordan is an awesome, excellent worker, man. I started training Jordan, I think, in April, getting him ready for a combine here in the Midwest area. And Jordan is driven. He's an awesome talent, very great personality, good kid, good academics, a good all-around kid. But his work ethic is second to none. Never had a time where he wanted to work hard. And he actually went above and beyond, telling him to do the right thing. When I told him that's good enough, he said, "Nah, coach, I'm going to do it again." So that's the kind of kid Jordan.
And see, Jordan, I'm going to tell you something. That was me, you know, and I was a hard worker, but I had fun, but I was a hard worker when it came to the football field, and it is always a pleasure when I hear a coach or a trainer say, this kid's going over and beyond what it takes, because I prided myself on that, because when I, you know, I came to KU, and that was one thing, you know, because I was a small guy, I was 160-something pounds. 160-something pounds, Jay. And I'm going to tell you, I knew I had to overachieve. I had to overachieve because I wasn't as big as Shaka. I wasn't as quick as Shaka. I'm going to tell you something. Shaka got the quicks now. I'm going to tell you that. I watched him dazzle through Nebraska. I mean, dazzle through Nebraska's defense. And I'm like, dang, man, you know, I'm a little man, but I tend to run like a big man, but I would love to have some of those quicks like Shaka got. Love it, because I'm going to tell you something. Shaka and his moves were so smooth. It reminded me of Barry Sanders. I mean, when I played Barry Sanders, I'm like, they're like he making moves that are so slow. But, man, he's making people miss.
And you know what, Tony? I don't know if you saw the highlights on my attention, but Jordan has a lot of that same ability, man. He's awesome on the field. He can make people miss in a small corner area, and he can run over you, and he can run away from you. So you got that triple threat. Right.
And that's, Jordan, I'm going to tell you something, man. You're in the best of hands. And for any other kid that is listening in the Detroit area, guys, if you don't know or if you haven't heard, you better hook up with my boy Shock. So he can get you where you're trying to go. Because it ain't no one else greater or ain't no one else better in the Midwest than my man Shock. And Shock, I'm going to tell you something. You keep working these young men and keep turning them out, man, because it's the things that you teach them off the field that's going to last with them forever. And they're going to remember that. They're going to remember those things. Jordan, tell me this. What are you looking for when it comes to your life away from the game?
What am I looking for? I can't hear you. What you say?
Yeah, your life. As far as your life, what are you looking to do away from the game?
I'm just that kind of person who wants to be a leader, you know, when out in life, you know, I want people to look up to me. I want to be that person, that role model that, like, you know, younger kids may look at me, you know, and be like, man, now that's the guy that I want to be like when I get older. You know, I just want to be a good role model and an example for kids that, you know, have the same dream that I have. And, you know, I just want to be successful. That's pretty much what my whole goal is, you know, outside of life.
And, Jordan, that's, you know, and because that's the one thing I look at myself now. I look at Shock and a lot of the guys that we played with that are away from the game. We use the game to set our lives up, to put us in a position to where we are now, where we're able to help young men like yourself become better productive citizens. What is, and to switch, you know, to switch gears a little bit, what are some of the things you're looking for away from, you know, what is the school you would like to go? What are some of the schools that you're interested in and some of the schools that are interested in you?
I got a couple of schools I'm interested in, but the school that really, like, really caught my eye is Grand Valley, you know. It's a good business school. I looked that up, and, you know, I'm just, that's just pretty much, you know, that's the school I've just been looking at. Like, I feel like they treat me right, and, you know, it's just a school for me to, you know, be able to grow up and just, you know, do the things I have to do, and I feel like that's a place where I can settle down at and just get my mind right, you know, and just do everything that I need to do to be able to become a man, you know. That's where I feel like, you know, my life should be, is Grand Valley. That's the school that I'm mostly interested in.
And you said a mouthful in the beginning. You said the one thing that I hope young men and young women that are listening to it, you didn't say they had a great football team. You said they had a great business school.
Right.
That's showing me that you are in the best of hands, whether it be your parents, whether it be Shaka. Somebody is guiding you in the proper directions. A lot of kids will look at it, and it's so widespread now, Jordan, that so many kids now, they're just looking at the football side to where they go to a school and a school use them.
Exactly.
You know, because they come away with nothing.
Right.
You know, they come away with nothing. And I, you know, me and Shaka are great. Great examples when it comes to that. Great example.
Right.
Like I say, I admire every time I get on Facebook, and me and Shaka go back and forth with it because we send each other stuff because our training styles are so much alike. Because technically, and we pretty much learned under the same tutelage of a guy named Fred Rowe.
Right.
You know, we learned on Fred Rowe. So we learned our skills from him. Every time I get a chance to go back, I talk with Fred and I sit with him and pick his brain because he is a wise man.
I'll be back here this weekend, actually.
Exactly. Shaka's heading back this week. I wish I could have got back this week with him, you know, because I love when we go back and we see each other, man. It's the greatest thing in the world, Jordan. You're going to, you know, you have high school buddies. You have high school buddies.
Yep.
You know, that's true. But it's the college guys that you're going to remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Because those, you guys blood, sweat, and tear more than anything. We blood, sweat, and tear in high school, but it's nothing like those college guys because you share so many memories. And, I mean, we can, if we was to tell you some memories, it'll blow your mind.
We got to keep that under wraps, Tom.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, we don't go back to you, Jordan. I mean, Jordan, how is your high school team doing right now? What impact are you making far as a leader, far as on the football field, to help your team continue to be successful?
Well, so far, my football team, we're heading towards the right direction. We finished our regular season 6-3, you know, so that's good. We ended up qualifying for the playoffs, which is this week against
they qualified for the.
Okay.
Well, we're going against this Friday coming up. Wall Lake Western, that's who it is. Yeah, Wall Lake Western is who we're going against this Friday. And the thing that, you know, that I feel that I bring towards the team is, number one, just the energy, you know. I'm that guy that people look up to and just, you know, be like, if Jordan's feeling the game, you know, I'm feeling, you know, I'm just basically the person who's getting my team ready, getting them you know, just get them excited for the game, and I'm just that kind of person who likes to make plays. And once people see I'm making plays, then that's when, you know, things is, you know, going the right way, because that's just what kind of person I am. I'm a playmaker on the field, and I'm also a leader on the field and also off the field. So, you know, our team is looking pretty good. You know, just we got to keep going down the right direction, and then things will, you know, come out as it plans, you know.
You know, Tony, that team is Farmington High School here in Farmington, Michigan. And like I said, Jordan is one of the top guys in the whole conference. and they had qualified for the state playoffs. And I think they're going to win at least the first round. Didn't get a chance to see Jordan play this year, but I saw the highlight rounds. And, you know, they had a pretty good program over here at Farmington. So I think they're going to do well this week, man.
Now, Shark and Jordan, if a person wants to look at Jordan's highlight tape, and, you know, all the kids now have them on YouTube, I'm going to let you, Jordan, tell them where they can look at you, because I'm connected with a lot of college guys that I send my show to, and they listen. Where can a guy go, a person go, if they want to see your highlight tape?
You can just go to Google and type my name in, Jordan Graffreed, or you can just go to YouTube, type in number 23, Jordan Graffreed, and some information will pop up. My highlights will pop up on YouTube. Information about the way I've been doing at camps and all the, you know, my highlights will pop up on Google. So that's pretty much where you can just, you know, search me at if anyone's looking, you know, forward to, like, looking at me.
Now, Jordan, in the beginning, what did I tell you about that last name?
Oh, yeah.
You spell that last name out, man. I know something. Spell that last name out, man.
Spell it out, Jordan.
Huh?
Spell it out for everybody that's listening.
You want to spell it out? All right. It's DEGREFFENREED.
Okay, now.
So that was easy.
Jeffrey.
Yeah. Jeffrey. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, Shaka know better than this. Shaka know you can't.
I was the same way when I first said it, so Jordan knows.
No, I had Garrett. Hey, no, I had Garrett right on my shoulder everywhere I went. I remember Garrett to this day. That was my little calculator. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, Garrett, Shaka, I don't know if you remember Garrett White, my little buddy. You remember he was a walk-on on the team?
Yeah, I remember.
You know, he's a gynecologist now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Awesome.
You said that with emphasis. Oh, wow. Yeah, man. And I'm going to tell you, Jordan, that was my little buddy. I'm going to tell you, find you one of them little buddies, and you stick to it. Don't deal so much around the football team. Go find somebody that know more than you, because that's what I had to do, because I wanted to make sure that I left that school with my degree. And I'm gonna tell you, Jordan, we had a special person that me and Shaka that I love, because I say to this day that I probably wouldn't have made it through if it wasn't for this person. You're gonna come across some of these. A lady named Kathleen Gabriel.
Gabriel.
God, I remember this lady. I love this lady to death. Love her to death. She stayed on us, and I tell you, I tried to look up Shaka on Facebook, but I couldn't. I couldn't find her because I wanted to thank her.
Okay.
I want to thank her so much because I don't know if she really know the impact that she left on a lot of us.
She became a coordinator, Jordan.
Right.
Oh, Jordan, I'm gonna tell you something. Oh, helped us a lot. Helped us a lot. So, Jordan, I'm gonna tell you, Shaka, hey man, I want to bring you back on each and every week here on the Tony Sands Show, because Detroit is a hot area and you're going to be the insider for the Tony Sands Show on bringing on athletes like Jordan. Jordan, you continue to be successful. You continue to listen to my man Shaka, because he's going to guide you in the right direction, because he's been where you're trying to go.
Yes,
he's
sir.
Giving you all the wisdom and the knowledge. You let those know in the Detroit area, forget all the rest of the trainers. Because they don't try that, and ain't happening. Go to
Shaka's
the man, Shaka,
dude. Yep.
And get it done. Get it done at a high level. Shaka, you tell the family and everybody I said hi. I'm going to hit you up after the show, man, because we got to talk. It's a pleasure to have both of you guys on talking about Detroit
football.
Appreciate
it, man. Thanks.
No problem, G. I'm going to keep my eye on you. We're going to bring you back in the show. But I'm going to tell you, we got to head to Florida. Shaka, we done been to Texas. We done been to Detroit. Now we got to head back to Florida because I got a Florida kid, one of the top in the business. It was a pleasure to have you guys on. We got to head to.
Thank you, man.
Tell Michael Irvin I said hello.
I definitely will, Shaka. Take it easy, baby.
Okay.
All right.
See
now I'm going to tell you, I bought on Shaka, my main man. He bought on one of his clients. But now, I must bring on one of my top guys. After this commercial, you're going to get a chance to hear from my top guy at Cooper City High School. Tristan, are you there?
Hello?
Tristan, you there? What's happening, man?
Hi, Mr. Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Hey, we got to go to a commercial break, but as soon as we come out of commercial break, one thing I want you to let people know, how good of a corner Tristan is. But we're going to save it to after the break. You guys, people that's there, stay tuned. Tristan is going to let you know what kind of corner he truly is and how he's helping Cooper City continue to be successful.
If you have the need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.
I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball. Yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me.
Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope hole. No food if you can't get your dope sold. My uncle just died and it can't be. Tell me this, who made it?
It's already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me.
Stress get thick, but I won't fold. Devil hoping that I switch, but I won't go. Riding in my whip, I'm a lonely. On the side of the Lord, where I'm gon' be. Swerve, but I take back control. Home time, looking back at the popo. Shots smell blood in the blue sea. In the streets, they'll kill for a hoesie.
It's already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepared for them suckers that be hating on me.
Straight to the top, that's for show. Two clocks, two texts, and a fofo. Equipped for the snakes and the phonies. Even keep a close eye on the homies. These words come from my soul. My story had to be told. Let you see what I see and take you places I be. In my dreams I can fly. In the Lord I can fly. Now I'm just flying. God was made to be the light. And I, in my dreams I can fly. Now I'm just flying high. In the Lord I can find, was made to be the light.
It was already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepared for the snakes that be hating on me. It was already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepared for the suckers that be hating on me.
And I.
Welcome back to the Tony Sands Show. If you would like to call in, call 530-413-9537. That's for line one. Or call 530-513-6472. We would like to hear what you think about the Tony Sands Show.
Tristan, are you there? What's happening, man?
Hey, Mr. Sands, how's it been?
Tristan, you make me old. You make me sound old to people when you call me Mr. But I like the respect, and that's good because you're being taught very well by your parents. Man, what's going on with you as a football player on and off the field? Because Tristan, one thing about this show, we went to Texas first, and we talked to guys from Texas. My insider in Texas told me how Texas football is going. I went to Detroit, talked to my man Jordan. He told me how football is going in Detroit. And I told them when I left them, I said, guys, we got to go back to Florida because football is played where? In Florida. So I'm bringing on none other than my man Tristan, Cooper City High School, DB. Really, I'm going to call you an athlete because I heard this week they think about putting you at slot. Is that true?
Yes, sir. I'm starting as of today.
Oh, starting that slot. So you as in my day, we would call them a two-way player. So you become a two-way player. Now you understand that what comes with being a two-way player, don't you?
Yes, sir. You got to have to grind on both sides.
And you got to be in good shape in order to play the ball both ways. Are you ready for that?
Yes, sir. We condition every day, hard conditioning, because coach knows that we are limited and we need to do both ways because of injuries and whatnot. So I work hard as I run because I know I have to be in shape.
Now, you say you have to be in shape, and, you know, I'm not bragging on myself, but I have to tell people, what did you do this offseason to help you become the athlete that you are at this present time?
Well, you know, 3-4 times a week I go to you, do speed training right after track. I did that, and then after spring football, came right back. You came to school and trained me, and then came back. So I was training twice a day, and that's what makes me an athlete.
Now, you say you train twice a day, you know, and I tell people that Cooper City is one of the hardest working schools in the country. Not in the state of Florida, in the country. There's not many schools that come in at 8 and leave at 5 when it comes to their summer programs. And the attendance is the number one thing that blows me that I speak about the most, because the attendance is almost 98% that you must attend off-season workouts. You don't get that. If you're lucky to some schools to get 50%. But, Tristan, it is paying off for you. I heard that you had a heck of a game last week. Enlighten my viewing, my listening audience on what did you do? What kind of game did you have?
I had a great game. I made a few key tackles, had an interception, returned for 50 yards, and no one caught the ball on me. Had like 4 or 5 pass deflections. And it helped the team because we ended up winning that game 33-3 in South Broward district game. And I'm happy with my performance and our team's performance.
Now you said you were playing DB last week, right? So
yes,
from the first couple games you played DB, it had to be something that they saw for them to decide, you know what, we got to bring our guns on the offensive side also. We got to bring our best players on the offensive side. Our best players got to play both ways. Got to play both ways. So what was it you think that they saw that would that tell them, hey, we got to put Tristan on the offensive side of the ball?
It was definitely the interception because I went up, I got the ball, and I put a move on the receiver that was trying to tackle me, and then I just followed my box and let it down 50 yards.
And, guys, you heard him say he went up and caught the ball, came down, made a move, and hit the hole and got gone. So if you're a coach on the sideline, you're saying, wait a minute, hold up. I don't know if I'm an offensive coach. I'm going to say, hey, Coach Taylor, because that's their head coach name. Hey, listen, Let's not try to be stingy here. Let's not let Coach Earl Little have all the talent on one side. Let's bring him on this side, put him in the slot, put him one-on-one against a linebacker, and I guarantee you he will make them miss, catch the ball, hit the slot, and he's gone. This is the type of athlete that Tristan is. So, Tristan, I'm going to tell you, man, it is always a pleasure when I hear young men like yourself having success. Also, before we leave, Tristan, let people know what you are doing in the academic standpoint of your life. Not only on the field, because it's what's off the field is going to carry you and going to continue to carry you. What are you, what's your GPA is like?
Well, my GPA right now is a 4.1.
Wow.
And the quarter ends this week, and right now I'm going to have 4 A's and 3 B's, and I have an A and a B in 2 college courses.
Now, wait a minute, hold on. You said a 4.1. Who?
A 4.1.
Man, in my days, I didn't even know a GPA go that high. I didn't know it went that high. I was never able to go that high with my GPA. If I was writing something down to 4.1, I'm thinking that was my football number. I wasn't able to, it was hard for me to get that high. As I told my other caller from Detroit, my man, I had a what they call a human calculator, and his name was Garrett White. This was the guy that stayed with me for the longest. I told Garrett, don't you leave me, buddy, because I got to make sure in this math class that I pass. I'm going to tell you. And he helped me through it. But I didn't know a GPA can go that high, man. And what's the highest GPA that you've heard of?
5.4.
Man, who's putting out them kind of numbers? How do you get a 5.4? How do you get a 5.4? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You just have to
enlighten me a little bit.
You have to just take a lot of college courses, like dual enroll and go to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got to dual enroll to get that.
Yeah.
Well, see, I that's a lot for me. In my day in school, I wouldn't have been able to dual enroll. First of all, you know, I went to St. Thomas, and St. Thomas had the dual enrollment program. Heck, I was just trying to get out of the high school program. You feel me?
Yeah.
I couldn't even think about getting into the dual enrollment program. Heck, I'm trying to get out of the single enrollment program, and that's the high school level. So I'm going to tell you, man, you continue to do what you're doing. You're making your parents. You're also making me proud. You're making the city of Cooper City proud to know that they're putting a young man like you in the situation that you are, whether it be on the field or off the field, because it's going to be you that continue to make that team go. Tristan, it was a pleasure to have you on, man. Listen, we got to get into a little bit of the show. One day, hey, what I'm going to do, in 2 weeks, I'm going to bring you back on the show, and you're going to host the show with me. You ready for that?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to let you host the show with me. We're going to let everybody know in Cooper City that Tristan is hosting, being the host on the Tony Sands Show, and we're going to talk with guys from Texas. You're going to be able to talk back and forth with guys from Texas. Y'all going to compare notes on what's going on in Texas, what's going on in Detroit, what's going on in New York. So stay tuned. Tell your pops I said what's up. Man, he's doing a heck of a job, and let him know that I said that here on the Tony Sands Show. My pleasure. You continue to work hard. You tell the guys out there I said continue to be successful. I'll catch your next game. See ya.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
We have a big game against St. Thomas.
I know. It's going to be tough. You guys ready? You remember I told you that a year ago. A year ago. It ain't the size of the fight. It ain't the size of the dog. It's the size of the dog, the fight in the dog. You remember I told you that?
Yes, sir.
So be ready for that. I got it. Hey, man, my producer is rushing me off here. He's telling me I got to go to my next guest, man. Hey, it was a pleasure to have you on the Tony Sands Show, man. We got to get deep into a little bit of this NFL football. And I got my main man, Wayne Blair, from Boyd Anderson on the call. I'm going to get Wayne on. We tried to hit Wayne up earlier. I got to get into a little bit of the NFL picks. So I'll see you later, Trish.
All right. See you, Tony. Pleasure to be on the show.
Thank you, man. Thank you. My main Wayne Blair, I brought him on last week, but we got somehow he was, you know, coaches are busy during this time of year, and I'm glad that they take the time out to come on the Tony Sands show and talk high school football.
I ain't never too busy for you, man.
I'm just saying, you know, I know y'all busy watching film, man, and I know how that is. You know, the pressure to win at the high school level has become so big that guys are getting fired because of they're not winning at the high school level, and that just baffles me. But, Wayne, man, how is it going over at Boyd Anderson? What I got to tell you, you was a guy that built this program. You're building this program back to the prominence that BA once was. What have it been like over there doing this?
Well, first and foremost, a little news update. Our game right now is probably canceled.
Canceled, right?
Of,
yeah.
The weather. The tropical storm.
So now, Wayne, do you guys play this on Monday? Do they push it back to Monday?
I'm not sure. I know Ely's got their homecoming this weekend, so I think that's probably going to be Saturday night. So might not be able to play then. Maybe Monday, maybe Tuesday.
Okay, so you're saying this is a district game for you, right? Correct?
This is a district game. Hey, last year, Tony, here's the funny thing, man. We ended up having to play them last year on Tuesday.
Wow.
And then we ended up playing another district game on Friday, which was against Coconut Creek.
Man, you guys are playing Canadian football rules then.
Hey, man.
Canadian is the only place that plays two games a week. That's
you're
tough.
Right. You remember? Hey, you remember I was there too?
I know. That's why I brought it up. Those are Canadian rules.
Hey, we prepping them. We prep them. We're getting them ready, and whatever happens, happens. As long as we know that, you know, if we're called, we're ready to go.
So now, Wayne, but tell me this. What was it like first coming into Boyd Anderson, knowing the job that you had to do and the things that you had to you to help you rebuild this program?
Well, the first things first, I wanted to be able to surround myself with a solid staff, guys that, you know, I can be productive with, and at the same time, you know, guys that I'm growing with. And the guys that I have, my defensive coordinator, Stephon Monero, my offensive coordinator, Travis Johnson, my assistant, Dwight McKenzie, wide receiver coach, graduated a couple years before me at St. Thomas, Willie Ryan, Travis Harden, Jerome Harris, which is Roger's brother, my running back coach, and my assistant head coach. I just got a nice mix of guys that, you know, when we sit down, we come up with a good enough game plan where, you know, we make these kids that we do have successful in all they do, because we put them in a position where, you know, they're going to, you know, understand what they're doing, and at the same time, they're going to make plays.
Now, you said you brought up an interesting name, because you brought up Roger Harriet, and I know his brother is coaching with you.
Correct.
Now, Roger's doing some great things over at University School, and you had an opportunity to coach with Roger. You was the DC, am I correct?
Yes, sir. I basically DC worked with defensive line, and you know, I had a talented group of, you know, smart kids, and I learned a lot being over there at University School, given, you know, the culture it was at that point in time, and, you know, just you know, growing within that and working with a different set of, you know, kids.
And man, I wanted to bring you on, you know, because I want to let people know what type of person you're. You're one of the hottest coaches in the country when it comes to this. I want to bring you back on next week, because we want to get into this topic, man. I got to get into this topic of what it takes to build a championship, because that's what you are doing over at Boyd Anderson High School. I'm going to come out to the game, whether it be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm coming to watch that game, man. We're closing the show out, man, but it's always a pleasure when I have guys that I know on the show. Wayne, we talk with guys from Texas, Detroit, all over the country, man. and we're bringing South Florida and letting the country and South Florida meet, because football is breed and known to be in the state of South Florida, man. It was a pleasure having you on. I'm going to call you after the show because we got to talk about some other things that's going on in the high school football. So it was a pleasure to have you on. Man, you guys, whether you play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, handle your business, because I know you're going to have those guys ready, man.
Hey, man, Sam, I appreciate everything you're doing for me, and you know, you my dude, man. You my dude.
Thank you, man.
Take care, man.
You too. You heard it. One of the greatest high school shows in the country. My man going to lead us out with my favorite track, and we're going to close the show. But before we close the show, you heard guys say, it is the knowledge that they are putting in the minds of these young men that are making them successful. Thank you for listening to the Tony Sands Show each and every Wednesday from 8 to 9 Eastern Time. It is my pleasure. My man, B-Love, B, it's been a show.
Ladies, whether you're trying to look good for that special someone, or you're Miss Independent and you just want to look good for yourself, listen, you need to scratch where you've been going, cause sensational is where you need to be. Where they specialize in shortcuts, weaves, sew-ins and wraps and so forth. At Sensational Beauty Salon, it's guaranteed that they'll have you looking for an appointment. Call 954-786-3997. That's 954-786-3997. Located at 801 South Dixie Highway, Suite 5 in Cypress. Commercial brought to you by Focus and Dirty B.
Already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope hole. No food if you can't get your dope sold. My uncle just died and it can't be. Tell me this, who made a child?